Welcome to Shomach Shavuot and Daf. Your sponsor, Lishmas Ayim Yaakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Ksuvas Daf Mem Beis. The Gemara Mud Beis brings. There was a question. The Rabbi and Rav Yosef for 22 years did not have an answer until Rav Yosef became the Rosh Hashiva, and then he answered the question. Rashi over here sends us to the end of the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says the Rabbi of Yosef. The difference between Rabbi and Rav Yosef is the Rabbi was Oiker Horim. A Rabbi was the one who knew how to do pilpul. He was very, very sharp. And Rabbi Yosef was a Sinai. He was a Baki. He was someone who knew Kol HaTorah Kulo. And there the Gemara brings us discussion. Who is better to be Rosh Hashiva? Is it the Sinai or is it the Oiker Horim? And they send from Rava from Eretz Yisrael that it's better to be Sinai, the one who knows Torah. He should be the one to be the Rosh Hashiva, to be the Manik. But they ended up making Rabba the Rosh Hashiva. So Rabbi became a Rosh Hashiva 22 years, and that gave Rav Yosef a Richus Yomim because he wasn't a Rosh Hashiva, he wasn't a head, he wasn't a manik, he was a simple person, and he was not knowing in any Sraro, and that's how he lived for many years. And then Rabbi was Nifter, and Rav Yosef became a Rosh Hashiva. So Rashi says that here, Rav Yosef became a Rosh Hashiva, people felt, Rav Yosef is a Sinai, he's a Baki, he's not a Oiker Horim, doesn't have great Svaras. He may not be able to answer great questions. So therefore, there was a special siyata dishmaya for him. That he was able to answer the question that for 22 years, Father Rabbo and Father Rabbi Yosef, Father both, after 22 years, were able to answer it. Everybody saw that he was also Baal Svaro. He was also very smart, very clever. But the question that's kasha on Rashi, it's very nice to understand, to show that to everybody that Rabbi Yosef was very skharif as well. He was a big Baal Svara. But why did it take 22 years for Rav Yosef to answer the question? Why couldn't Rav Yosef answer the question earlier? And then everybody already know before he became Rosh Hashiva that he's a Baal Svara. Why had to wait to become a Rosh Hashiva? You can answer simply, the idea is there was no need to show everybody he's a Baal Svara until he became a Rosh Hashiva. That may be. But the Gemara in Baba Kama, the Sabach Vavon with Beis, brings a similar story regarding a different topic on Yush. And there, the Beforeshim discussed as well what took 22 years for Rav Yosef to answer the question. And some Achronim want to answer that there, the Gabi Yush, Rav Yosef did try to answer the question, but Rabbi did not accept it because Rabbi was against that Svara of Yosef. And that's after the wait for Rav Yosef to be Rosh Hashiva for the Svara to be accepted. But the Yavetz there, printed at the end of the Masechta, he says, the Pshat is, that there's a special Siyata Dishmaya, a special Hashpa that comes from above, when one becomes a Rosh Hashiva, when one becomes a Manik. Someone who becomes a Manik gets a special help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help him answer questions. And I saw in the Sefer of Yaakov Sefer called Eidus B'Yaakov, he quotes Rab Chaim Palaji, the great Sfardi Rav, in the Sefer Torah V'Chaim. And there he goes on to says that someone that gets covet from the Tzibur, they make him Adam Chashu. They give him a special Svara. They make him someone important. That in itself gives him Siyata Dishmaya to be able to answer questions. And he goes on to say that sometimes they appoint someone to be a partner Salat Tzibur. And suddenly, he becomes so clever. He's able to answer questions. He's able to be Madrich, to lead the people. Everybody's saying, who's this guy? He was a nobody just yesterday. Suddenly became so Chashu. Suddenly he knows what to do? And the answer is yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a special Siyata Dishmaya for a manik of a tzibur. And he brings that the pshat when Paroi had Yosef in front of him. So Paroi said the words, HaNimtzo kazeh ish asher ruach Elokim boy, meaning, Paroi was surprised that Yosef had such wisdom, even though till now he was a slave. Because, why did he get ruach Elokim boy? Because of his position. Because of the cover that Paro gave him. That's what it says of Chaim Palaji. And this immediately explains that Gemara very nicely. The reason Rabba was not able to answer the question, only Rav Yosef, that Rashi answers. Rav Yosef was able to answer it because he had the special Siyat Yishmai for him, so people should know that he's also Baal Svara. But why did it take 22 years for him to answer? Because only once he became the Manik, only once he became the Rosh Hashiva, that's when he got the special Siyat Yishmai to answer the question. That's why it took 22 years to get to that answer. And this is a big Visar Haska for us. Many times, people look around, they see somebody become a manik, become a rov, And they say to themselves, I know this guy. He was my friend in school. Who is he? Why? Who made him so chashuv? Who says he knows what he's doing? And the answer is, there's a special siyata d'shmaya, a special koyach coming from above, someone who's appointed for a sroro. When they make him into something special, there's a special chashivus coming from above. And now he has the koyaches and the ability to be manning the tzibur. That's the koyaches that Kosh Baruch Hu gives him. And I'll end that Yitzchak Rubin Shlita told me that when he became a Rav, he asked Rav Vosner, how will I be able to answer all the questions that a Rav in Eretz Yisrael needs to answer? So he said, the fact that you're the Rav, you're going to learn on the job. And this is the same idea. It's the chashivus, the kovet, the special ziyat of Yishmael, and the experience that a person gets when he's in that position, that he's able to elevate himself to be the right manig in the right place and the right time. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.